You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana has the highest incarceration rate in the world. Statistically, 5 out of every 10,000 Louisiana residents are behind bars. According to Louisiana's Department of Corrections, there are more than 36,000 people serving time for felonies, and state facilities can only house 19,000 inmates. The remaining 17,000-plus inmates are housed at parish and private facilities. And it's not cheap, either. Incarceration costs taxpayers $600 million every year. With a state budget deficit to deal with, it means Louisiana needs to find a way to lower that cost, and that means major criminal justice reform. Governor John Bel Edwards has challenged the Justice Reinvestment Task Force to come up with some solutions. The task force met last week in Baton Rouge. Flozell Daniels, the CEO of the Foundation for Louisiana, had this to say.
Taxpayers are paying while we're not necessarily getting the public safety.
Next month, recommendations from the task force will be presented to lawmakers who will consider the many possible changes to the state's criminal justice system. Some suggestions are to consider the age and frailty of prisoners with life sentences who may be released because they no longer pose a threat to society and are nearing end of life. Many behind bars got there because of mental health issues. Lafourche Parish Sheriff Craig Weber says a lack of mental health options lands many who are mentally ill rather than criminal in jail.
I've never arrested a person for having a broken leg or because they have diabetes. But every day we incarcerate people who are bipolar or schizophrenic.
Intervention programs may be one part of the puzzle to dealing with a significant percentage of repeat offenders, too. Louisiana's criminal recidivism rate ranges from 30% to 60% statewide. The Justice Reinvestment Task Force will vote on final recommendations to the legislature in 2 weeks. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.